Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We want to speak about the theme, the king's man. This is the second part. The king's man is the man of the king. Yesterday we said that the king was God and the king's man was Jesus, because he came from the heavenly kingdom in the flesh as a physical man. He came, God gave him a body to fulfill what had been prophesied in Songs of Songs chapter 5 about him. In revealing Jesus as the king's man, we focus on his physical person or personality. So yesterday we were very physical. Today we want to focus on not his personality or his person, we want to focus on his performance. And we will be spiritual. So turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, reading down from verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It goes all the way to verse 18. This is where we are going to stay for our service today. So our text is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. Verse 10 says that, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It is important to talk to men about what they have, which is strength. Indeed, the main difference between the physical, the man, you know, who is physical, because the spirit is the same as the woman's, and then the woman who is physical, or a male and a female, the main physical difference is that men are strong. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that we should relate with females or our wives as the weaker vessel, not weaker spiritually, because we understood yesterday that the spirit of man is not on gender basis. It is the flesh which is on gender basis. So the main difference between the physical man and then the physical woman is strength. As a weaker vessel. They are not as strong as you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, men boast in their strength. That is why we have to look at really the king's man and where his strength is. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If you are going to be the king's man that you are, then you must be strong in the Lord. You must be strong in the kinsman, who is Jesus Christ. He is the kinsman. You have to be strong in him. Not strong in yourself. Not strong in your physical manliness. Have you seen people? They are very strong physically, but they are weak somewhere. Hey! You know, such people as that, sometimes, you know, we all watch films. Sometimes when you're watching a film and the person is very, very strong, I say, this guy, they're going to beat him right now. Because he's just physically strong. He just takes you and throws you. He doesn't use much of his mind, not so. Mm-hmm. So you know that a slim person like James Bond can beat Joss, who is very strong, an iron man.
And it was his own help from one. Blow money, last killer. I have blow money, car, you'll be a super. Last killer, here.
Especially in this time of the world, physical strength, it doesn't play much. The king's man is strong in the Lord. You are a king's man because you belong to the kingdom of God. And those of us who belong to the kingdom of God, our strength is not in what the world relies in, physical strength. There is no strength or there is no power in the physical. Our strength is in the kinsman who is Jesus. Our strength is in the Lord.
Hallelujah. And it's
some people, their strength may not necessarily be in their physical manliness, but it is in their opinions. They are so opinionated that to move him from his ideas is going to take a caterpillar. They feel like to be a man means that if you decide on this, no matter who comes your way, no matter the kind of understanding that may come your way, no matter the kind of wisdom, once you have decided on a particular course of action, you must do it. And that shows that you are a man. No, that is not the king's man. Nice one. Okay. God is not saying be strong in your opinions. Because many times if we take your opinion, we examine it very, very well. You see that your opinion is not correct. But you see, you feel like because you are a man, you must still stick to it. No matter what your wife says, no matter what your children say, no matter what, what they don't like is when another man has suggested something to them. They say, what do you mean? I'm the head of this home. Who is he to come and tell me how I should run my family? By the way, you are running the thing, it's not correct. Can't you see it's not correct? Can't you see it's a very low wisdom?
Now what's it? Ebi wo ho no ma ono dia wadwe ne no na wadwe nkan kanponya ne yire beka ne anema beka onfa anya adwuma esan se bema wo ofie abusua ti na wakasa ne pone bia na abusua ne nyoma bi nkoyie wo eme bia obema bia wo nchan aba beka tense abrante ade a wuye emfa no ma pa ma ofie obeka tense what do you mean ahaya me amfie me ne abusua ne ti nyamaka na na maka enso dia wuye emfa no ma pa ma ofie ne mo esan se wasi ni buaka eye na adwuma osi wo nya
be free from this wrong understanding of who a king's man is.
when he said, Sir, Gina, who would Tim so what Batman, you would come on, and now what you want to Papa, and I'm
the Bible does not say, be strong in your resolutions.
Bible now, Castle, now what see with Tribu for Sawbay and the moon and your mother.
Because one of the temptations of men is that they feel that because they are physically strong and they think that they are mentally very strong, when they make up their mind that they won't do something, by their own mental strength and by their own strength, they can stick to that resolve not to do or to do something.
Now,
Peter, the Apostle Peter, learned this lesson in a very serious way, and we all must learn from him. Peter was able to look at all the apostles and tell them that, Lord, although all of these people are going to deny you, me, I will never deny you. You see, Peter was a fisherman. I hope you get a picture. He believed in his strength and he believed in his resolve not to deny Jesus. He believed that if he decides, nothing should change his mind. And he has decided that, Lord, even if all these people, and that is a very serious indictment, if all these, he told them to their face, if all these people are going to deny you, as for me, I will not deny you. You can see somebody who believes in himself. Can you see that? He just minimizes other people and say, as for me, I'm different. I have a certain power. I have a certain resolve. I have a certain determination that if I want to stay with you, Jesus, me, I will stay.
Now, you hear Papa Petro?
He has so much confidence in his love for Jesus. But we know the story. It was all based upon his strength as a man, his mental resolve. He exhibited it. You remember, he took a sword and cut off somebody's ear. He was ready to show his manliness. The opposite of Peter, and he was a rock. I hope you know his name. The opposite was John. John means grace. John was the type who leaned on Jesus' breast. Can you imagine Jesus is eating and you are leaning on his breast? You know, John believed in Jesus' love for him. When Peter said, all these people, although they deny you, John didn't challenge him. He just leaned on Jesus' breast. like a woman. You know, the wonderful thing about women is that women believe more in God's love for them, whereas men believe in their love for God and their power and resolve to serve God and to be with God.
Wow. Oh, we are bad, but some day I'm here for you.
We know the end of the story. The person who believed in himself, he fell. He denied Jesus Christ 3 times with cursing and swearing. He did the thing and then showed it. And then he cursed and he said that if it is true, tender or something should come and hey!
Peter.
John, who believed in God's love or Jesus' love for him, when Peter was denying and running away, do you know where John was? John was right at the foot of the cross with the women. So Jesus resurrected. He said, get me, Peter. He said, Peter, for 3 times, do you love me? You know, in the English, we don't see what Jesus was trying to get at. Jesus was trying to get Peter to rely on his love for him. Because if you rely on God's love for you, what is going to happen is that you are going to stick to God. And it's wonderful. All your resolutions, you'll be able to follow through with it. Because you are not relying upon your own strength, you are relying upon John or upon grace.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? The Greek word there is, do you agape me? Peter said, I love you. The Greek word is, I filio you. So whereas Jesus was saying, do you love me unconditionally? Peter had now realized that he should not rely on his love for God. So he told Jesus frankly, I don't love you unconditionally. I love you as a friend. Jesus asked me again, do you love me unconditionally? Peter answered again, I love you as a friend. You see how humble he was becoming. Jesus asked him again. This time, he came down to Peter's level. And asked Peter, do you love me as a friend? Do you filio me? Not agape this time. The third time it was, do you love me as a friend? That is why Peter was upset. Because in his 2 answers, he had told Jesus, I love you as a friend. So why should you come and ask me again, do you love me as a friend? No, it wasn't anger. He was like, yeah, I mean, he was feeling basa, you know. See, Jesus, you know all things. You know that I love you as a friend. Peter had learned his lesson that he should not boast in his love, in his fisherman's strength, in his resolution. Hallelujah! I want to encourage you, if you are to be a kingdom man, that you must be, You must be strong in the Lord, not in your resolutions, not in your decision-making power. So many males are strong physically. They are strong mentally. Very great reasoning power. They are strong in their jobs. They are strong in their homes. They are strong in mathematics. They are strong in leadership. But not strong in the Lord. Not in the king's man. Now, what is in the Lord that we must be strong in? Because the Bible says that we should be strong, men. You should be strong in the Lord. We know from the book of John that Jesus Christ came full of grace and truth. So that was, or that is what is in Jesus. So when he said, the Holy Spirit said, that you should be strong in the Lord, he is saying to us that we should be strong in what is in Jesus, because it is grace and truth which is in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Look at the book of 2 Timothy. Please remember that in Ephesians 6 verse 10 that we started reading, we in context is talking about the soldier that every believer is. So Paul, or the Holy Ghost, is writing to Timothy this time. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. He says that, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It's the same as being strong in grace and truth. So he says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So we see grace there, that we should be strong in grace. And two, verse 2 says, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So verse 1 says that, Timothy, you were a male, be strong in the grace which is in Jesus.
And it was Timothy,
and verse 2 is talking about being strong in truth. So he says to him, Timothy, you were a male, the things that you have heard from me, that is the truth, among many witnesses, commit the same thing to other people who will be able to teach the same truth. So you see that being strong in the Lord is being strong in what? Grace, and being strong in truth. And that makes you a soldier. And so he ends up in verse 3, 2 Timothy 2, 3. He says that you must endure hardness as a good soldier. When you are strong in grace, which is in Jesus, and you are strong in truth that Jesus Christ was full of, then you can stand as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
And it in your can what Timothy woman the chair said, Timothy, ma adumina what Christ or numuno and yang yawa who are dangerous. Sarasuna no crana may much travel. Fatra a binomo. Now almost so omonia dinner woman. I'm over to me and dinner set as rafo. And it is our best way or hidden in Pana way or strand in India. And then I was our who are dinner aduma away years more. And then no cra away years more. Now what to be a dinner or strand, Papa.
Kingdom men, we must be strong in grace.
And it's yeah, I was a who are dinner and dinner aduma.
There are some people who say that you talk about grace too much. That is what the kingdom man is. Because he is patterned after Jesus. who was full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. The Bible talks us to us about the abundance of grace. It means that grace must be spoken about and we must be strong, we must be full of it. Because some people think that if you are a male, that you must be wicked or you must not talk about grace. I mean, it's for women and things like that. Oh yeah, some people believe that because they are men, you see, they say, you know how human beings are. Human beings are said that if you are talking grace and grace and grace, these people, you must be a man, you must be strong, you must listen. When you are strong in grace, then you are enduring hardness. That is kingdom hardness, because you are patterned after the kinsman who is Jesus Christ. The Bible says that our words must always, can we all say always?
Always.
Not sometimes. It must always be with grace. Always be with grace.
I'm going to say,
seasoned with salt, so that you will know how to answer every man. Not some men who are doing well, then you are very gracious with them, and some other people you don't show grace. The king's man that we are, we must be full of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Wonderful. Let me show you something in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Very quickly. Verse 13 says what? It says, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. The King James Version says, acquit you like men. Quit you like men. And then verse 14. He's telling us how to quit like men. Doesn't mean that you give up like men. It means that dress like a man. When we say so, the person, he is quitted, you know, we are talking about he has armed himself. Says that, quit you like men. It means that arm yourself like a man. Put on the armor like a man. And look at verse 14. He says that let all. Can we all say all?
All.
Let all that you do be done with love. Not some things that you do. Let everything that you do be done with agape. That is how you quit yourself like a kingdom man. Full of grace. When he said that, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. He's telling us that we should be strong in the grace which is in Jesus. He's telling us that we should be strong in the truth which is in Jesus. Because there is a truth in Jesus and there is a truth in the world. Which truth are you going to be strong in? As a male, Are you going to be strong in what the world is saying? Oh, you are going to be strong in the Lord. Let it be that when people look at you, they can only describe you as somebody who is strong in Jesus' grace, as somebody who is strong in the truth that is in Jesus. Because the truth that is in Jesus is called the kingdom word. It is the word that he brought from the heavenly kingdom. That is against the religious words in the world. He said many times that you have heard that it was said, but I say unto you. Says that I am bringing you a certain truth. They said to you, hate your enemies, but I'm telling you, love your enemies. What will the world or our people say that we are strong in? Men, should we be strong in our jobs? We know our job, but we don't know grace and we don't know truth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.